letters of the Rebbe in volume 4. This is letter number 1156, 1156, Baruch Hashem, 28th Nachamov, Toshinal Brooklyn. So here the Rebbe is writing the letter in Hebrew to this person. There's no name. But the Rebbe says, I received your letter of the 22nd day of Menachem Av, in which you notified that they are proposing to your wife, may she live, a job, a position in London. And also you have hopes to settle there. And in addition, you're also receiving letters from Australia in which they suggest to you to go there. And in the joint, they are putting in efforts to move for you to move to America. So I guess he has three options in front of him: London, Australia, or America. The Rebbe says, according to my view, but the Rebbe writes it like this: according to my view, as long as you have the ability to bring close the heart of Jewish people in France, especially in Paris, apparently they were there, so to the Father in Heaven, which means to hold dear the yeshiva of Tevchet Mimim and the Talmud Torah, you should not move from your place, because the holy work is on you. And he paraphrases the pasuk, because if you sow, those are the ones that would carry it with their shoulders. So the simple meaning is known, that they did not carry the vessels on animals and wagons. They carried on their shoulders. And in our situation, even though that the Nefesh HaBahamis, the Enos Mul, cannot carry and understand what is this all about, but since this is the holy work, service, it's the Ark, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Table of Menorah, which is the revealed and hidden parts of Torah, not sure exactly. So they are closest to Hashem, and they need to fulfill their mission in the place that the supreme intent placed them there. And the strength of the one who sent them is with them. That's my father-in-law, who is in this world even more than during his lifetime. And a shluch shlodin kemoise is like him. So in the simple meaning, the Rebbe says that, you know, can't make it on yourself easier. You got to carry it yourself, basically.
And the wife can't get the job in London.
So the Rebbe says, it's self-understood, these words are not intended just for you alone, but rather for all those who are connected to the leadership of the yeshiva over there, Tevchet Mimim, physically and spiritually. I mean, if you're running the place on the physical level, or you're teaching over there on the spiritual level, you need to stay over there. And you have the power to illuminate the entire country with the light of mitzvah and the light of Torah. In the lamp of mitzvah and Torah Oir, and the luminary of Torah. Together with this, it's also fitting that you should start in placing efforts to travel to Australia, because according to your letter, it takes a lengthy time, relative lengthy time. So the Shem should give you the desire and the want that fitting to the one, the supreme want, and you should decide in a way that is fitting for him, both physically and spiritually together. The Rebbe attaching the letter. The Rebbe also gives regards and saying, certainly, not regards, he's saying there's certainly inquiring peace to his wife and the family member, the younger, the older one, and please let me know, and thank you in advance for letting me know. The Rebbe's position was always that anybody who has any leadership position in a community shall not leave the community, no matter what. Should always stick it out over there. Now, in France at the time, there was a relatively large contingency of Chabad people. people that came from Russia and several hundred families, and then eventually they moved in the Paris area. But it's interesting to see, they just had a couple of days ago a reunion to see what has been accomplished in France since the time, if you want to say, since the time of this letter, when the Chassidim came there till today. It's just unbelievable how many shluchim there are and how many religious people who become religious, like in France, like tremendous. The numbers are staggering. It's just amazing to see how what a turnaround is done. So here the Rebbe is encouraging them right away in the beginning. So this is talking about in Tavshin Yud Aleph. Today we're 75 years later. It's like unbelievable what has taken place over there. And despite all the problems we have in France and despite everything else, but still, you know, Chabad Yiddishkeit is very, very strong. And but apparently this person himself, Rebbe is just telling him for as long he should stay there, but then basically make plans for the future. It's not going to be so applicable for the future. Not sure who Rebbe was talking about. Some people ended up in Australia, some didn't. I'm not sure, but a lot of things transpired since then.